Well, we've known all along that the FSA, that's the Florida Standards Assessment, the typical assessments for English Language Arts and Math for grades 3 through 10, we knew we would not get results on those tests until later in the fall. The surprise was the end-of-course exams for the upper-level math courses, that's Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2. We thought we would get some results on those EOCs. We've learned now because of legislation that requires a validity study to be completed before the scores can be released, that those scores will also be held in abeyance until such time as that validity study is complete. What makes that a situation for high school students is those tests are tied to their course grade. It counts as 30% of the student's grade for Algebra, Geometry, Algebra 2. And we've been seeking guidance, and when I say we, I'm talking about every superintendent, every school district in the state of Florida. We've been seeking guidance from the Department of Education since the legislation passed about what does this mean and what flexibility will you provide. Earlier this week, I did receive correspondence from the Commissioner of Education that indicated districts are going to have flexibility in terms of how they deal with that situation, and we're going to really give our teachers and students as much flexibility as we can. It's not their problem that they're in this situation just days before school is out. So we're going to allow teachers that we're going to give an exam at the end to use that exam to count. If they're doing an end of the quarter exam and that teacher says it's their discretion and they believe that's the best way to measure the student, we'll use that exam as their semester exam. The students have already taken a lot of tests, so we didn't want teachers or students to be in a position where people felt they had to do something extra to do another test.
So this is going more teacher by teacher more than school by school, right?
But class by class. It's, you know, each teacher for their class. It'll be fair for the class. Whatever they do in their algebra class, they'll do for all students. But because each teacher and course may be in a little different position, given the time we have, we just don't have time to try to manage that. We're going to leave it to the discretion of the teacher. They know best. They're in that class each day. They know what they're trying to accomplish.
Once this information is released, will that then go on the student's transcript, or are these tests just done?
No, that once the information is released, if the tests are held to be valid and the state eventually releases a score, it'll become part of a student record. It'll be in their file because it's a test that they have taken and they have a score. But we're going to use the flexibility we've been provided and let the teachers go ahead and resolve the grade issues for the report cards now. That way we're not having students hung up or thinking in the future that somehow we're going to go back and backtrack on what we've told them in the past. We need to resolve it so we can move forward. In a lot of cases, this may affect what course you'll be in next year. If you've been doing work that is passing quality, and that average looked like you passed, and all your tests in the course look like you passed, we're going to let you pass. And we're not going to sit back and wait for some state exam that may or may not be released.
Does this finally put testing in this school year to bed, at least for this school year?
It does. Well, in terms of students and teachers, I mean, there's still a lot down the road. If the tests are deemed to be valid, then there's a lot of work on the Department of Education's part. They'll take all the data. They'll then have to decide where's the cut score, because remember, we don't know the passing score on these tests yet. That hasn't occurred. All that activity would occur in the fall, and then once the passing score is determined, somewhere around November, December, you may have school grades based on the data, again, if all of that passes through the validity check.
This has been such a year for tests and changes. Does it look like things are beginning to settle down and you have a little bit clearer picture about what's to be done next school year?
Well, not really. I mean, we really don't, because you have to really settle this whole field test issue and how the test was administered and what it meant. And until we get answers on that from the validity study, we don't have a good handle on where we go next year. This should have always been a field test. Superintendents have been very consistent with that for the last 3 years. We felt like all the rules of psychometrics were being broken. They were trying to push this along too fast and force it along before teachers and students really had a test that was ready for prime time.
Malcolm Thomas is the Escambia County School Superintendent. Santa Rosa County Superintendent Tim Rosdick did not return a call for comment by airtime, but was quoted in the Pensacola News Journal saying teachers would calculate all assessments, tests, and classwork to determine a student's final grade. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.